Thank you, Pastor. Everybody, praise the Lord. I see you are happy already. Because you know, God is going to deliver and deposit something great, marvelous, wonderful in your life in Jesus' name. You will have a testimony. Where are you? You'll have a testimony. You will not go back without that deposit in your life. Testimony in Jesus' name. Father, we thank you and bless your name. Great God, good God, merciful God, blessing all his people. I pray all your people here tonight, all your people online, blessings upon everyone in Jesus' name. Glorify yourself. Show who you are. Fill our hearts with your love and your blessing. I pray there will be no limitation here tonight. Everyone, everyone, everyone will receive abundance from you in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord, for the answer. In Jesus' name we pray. God bless you. He has blessed you already. You can sit down. Tonight, we come to Ephesians chapter 2, verse 8. For by grace are you saved. By grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God. That word saved in the original means actually you are saved, you are rescued, you are delivered, you are set free, you are healed. The same word in the original is actually used for being saved, being forgiven, being set free, and being healed and delivered. So, whatever blessing we need by grace, are you saved through faith? Look at that word grace. That grace means God's redemption at Christ's expense. That is, it's like you need a particular commodity. You don't have the money. It's too high for you. And somebody else goes to pay for that thing at his expense. You have that commodity. Grace is God's riches, God's redemption, and God's response at Christ's expense. He's paid it all, and what he paid for on your behalf, you come to collect tonight. Look at your amen. Salvation, he paid for that. Healing, he paid for that. Deliverance, he paid for that. And all I'm telling you tonight, come collect your own. By grace are you saved through faith. That word faith, look at this, forsaking all, I trust him. And once you forsake all, your own endeavor, your own trial, your own ability, your own strength, your own qualification, forsake all. And your sin, of course, forsaking all, I trust him. And once grace and faith come together in your life, it will give birth to a miracle. It will give birth to salvation. Always, always, always. Let me remind you, grace and faith are never barren. Grace and faith, anywhere you find grace joined together with faith, they are never barren. And in your heart today, grace will flow in. Amen. Amen. And faith will be exercised, and the grace and the faith coming together in your heart, in your life, will not be barren. I see the grace and the faith producing salvation in your life tonight. Healing in your life tonight. Deliverance in your life tonight. Blessings in your life tonight. And we're talking about grace from three perspectives. Number one, grace. Number two, great grace. Number three, growing grace. The topic tonight is the manifold possibilities of grace, great grace, and growing grace. Look at Acts chapter 4. I'm reading from verse 33 there. It says very clearly, it says, and with great power gave the apostles witness of the resurrection of the Lord Jesus. Look at this, look at this. And great grace was upon them all. Even when you have the beginning, the grace, it brings manifold blessings. Now, when we have greater grace, greater blessings tonight, greater joy tonight, greater redemption tonight in your life in Jesus' name. Isn't that wonderful? We have grace. Isn't that wonderful? We have great grace. Look at this. Number three is growing grace. What you didn't have yesterday, you will have today. What you didn't have since you became a believer, you were saved by grace. But now I've been asking for this, I've been asking for that. All those things you have fasted about, all those things you have prayed about, all those things you are looking for, now growing grace will deposit it in your life. Look at this in 2 Peter chapter 3 verse 18. But grow in grace. You see that? There are people that think that grace is always at the low level. It's always at the minimal. And the grace I received in 1964 when I became born again and the grace of God took my sins away and brought joy, the joy of salvation to me. Some people think that same grace remains and abides just like that. But now, since that time, greater grace. Since that time, growing grace. If I have, time, we don't have the time tonight, I'll be talking on glowing grace that glows in your life, that brings so much light that you know that this kind of grace is increasing and increasing and increasing all the same. Your blessings will increase tonight. We're talking on the manifold possibilities of grace, great grace, growing grace. Look at number one. Number one, we're talking about the marvelous provision of God's grace. Look at number two. Number three, the miraculous power in great grace. Number three now is the manifold possibilities through growing grace. Come to number one. Number one, remember, everything that is said tonight is for you in particular. Remember, every blessing that we pray for tonight is for you in particular. Remember, all the promises of God, yea and amen, for you tonight. For me tonight. Look at number one then. Number one, the marvelous provision of God's grace. It tells us in Ephesians chapter 2. Look at verse 5. Ephesians chapter 2, reading from verse 5. Even when we were dead in sins, as he quickened us, made us alive, waking us up together with Christ, by grace are ye saved. Give me a good amen. Yes. By trying? No. By struggling? No. By rolling on the ground? No. By slapping myself? If I do that again, my mouth, I will slap you. And so I forgot myself and I slapped myself. Self-punishment. Does that save? No. By resolution? Are you saved? By resolution, I will not. I must not. I don't want to catch myself doing that again. Resolution. By resolution, are we saved? Where are you? Are we saved by resolution? By water? Are you saved? Tell me. There's only one name. That name is the name of Jesus. Now, whosoever, that's you. Say, that's me. Whosoever shall call on the name of Jesus Christ, because he paid the price for you. Because he finished everything. He paid it all. That's why it says, by grace are ye saved. Look at verse 6. In verse 6 there, it tells us, and he has raised us up. When you are saved, you're no more in the valley, you're no more on the ground, you're no more in impotence and powerlessness. He has raised us up. I must make that personal. He has raised me up. He has raised me up. He raised you up from condemnation. No more condemnation. He raised you up from powerlessness. No more impotence. He raised you up from that age-long disease that paralyzed you and you could not act in the right direction. Now, he has raised us up together and made us to sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. If you don't say amen, I will not explain that to you. And now he has made us to sit together in heavenly places. The only way I can explain is that, you know, you have enemies here. You have, those great tyrants here. Here on earth, here on ground, and anywhere you go, they're looking for me, they're looking for me, they're looking for me. And you are afraid. Your sin running after you, suffering running after you, sickness running after you, Satan running after you. You go here, go there, they come. You say, what am I going to do? An idea came to you. And you went to the passport office and you got passport. And then you go to the embassy, you got visa. And now it's time for you. All these enemies, they don't have passport. All these tyrants, they don't have passport. You have something your enemies don't have. And so you enter into the aeroplane and you sat down. And the pilot looks at you and he comes to sit by your side and says, what's your name? You say, this is my name. He says, your first time of flying? You say, yes, this is the first time I'm flying. And he sits with you there and he tells you, we'll go through this, we'll fly over your mountain. We'll fly over your sea. Jesus Christ is our pilot. He has raised us up from all the condemnation and from all the suffering and the things that were chasing us here and there. We have taken up and were raised up and we sit with him in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. The tyrant who said they will never let us go, they take stone and they throw, they waste their time, their stone will not reach your aeroplane. Because you see what Christ has done. He took us away from the condemnation, he took us away from all the suffering, and now you are seated. That's if you give your life to Christ. That's if you allow him to look at your heart, cleanse your heart, convert your soul, and now you're seated with him in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. And I come to announce to you, any stone that a witch, a wizard throws will never get to the heavenly places. Any suffering is being with a great grandfather, and you know, everything has been flowing in the family. When they get to this age, they pack up and they die. But now you have escaped. Because you are now seated in heavenly places with Christ Jesus. Tell the person there, I will not die prematurely. Tell them, their stone will never get to me. The stone will never get you. Look at verse 8. In verse 8, it says very clearly now, it says, for by grace, stop trying by yourself. Stop lying on the ground and rolling on the ground. Stop all that self-punishment. And I say, my friend, what are you trying to do? I'm trying to get saved. My sins are many. And so I starve myself. I punish myself. Well, two people cannot bear the same punishment. Christ went to the cross and he suffered for you. And he bore the punishment of your sin. And he said, it is finished. Somebody shout it like that. Your problems finished. Punishment finished. Eternal kind of presence in the lake of fire. Not me, not for me anymore. Finished. Now, when Christ has borne the punishment, and then you come with your weak shoulder, your weak backbone, and I say, what are you coming for? I can tell from the look of your face, I'm coming for punishment. I want God to punish me now. No, God, you cannot command God. God has already punished Christ for you. He took your place. Where are you? He took your place. And now we have grace. God's redemption at Christ's expense. For by grace are you saved. By grace are you healed. By grace are you delivered. Through faith, forsaking all, I trust him. And then he says, and that not of yourself, not of what you do, not of the agony you go through, not of the sacrifice you try to offer, that not of yourselves, it is, tell me, the gift of God. Amen. It is the gift of God. You know, when we are growing up, daddy, during Christmas time, will give us gifts. Might be a dress, might be whatever, and we wore that, and it was nice. Why? Because we're good boys, good girls? No, because it was Christmas time. And our parents were trying to remember the gift God gave to the world. And because of that gift, since God is God the Father, a father, a parent, were trying to copy the Father in heaven. And so they bought this, not because you've been good, not because you did every assignment well, not because you are just nice, nice, nice. Gift. How much do you pay for a gift? Tell me, how much do you pay for a gift? Nothing. Nothing in my hand I bring. Simply to the cross I cling. Rock of ages, cleft for me, let me hide myself in thee. Could my tears forever flow? Could my zeal no respite know? All these for sin cannot atone. Thou, and thou, and thou alone must save. You're saved today. Look at 1 Timothy chapter 1. I'm reading from verse 13. 1 Timothy chapter 1, verse 13. Who was before a blasphemer and a persecutor and injurious. Look at that. A man like this is being on record, even on earth here. If he goes to a Christian company, he's being a blasphemer, he's being a persecutor, he's being injurious. Even that company will not give him a job. This one is too bad. We cannot have this. Even if he goes to some civilized people and some nice people, he comes and they check the records. Blasphemer, persecutor, injurious. He will go everywhere and he'll remain empty-handed. But God is different. I said God is different. Whatever you have been and you are coming, and you know what you've done, you know the life you have lived, and you know how dangerous you have been, and yet he said, with all that, I obtained mercy. Are you there? I obtained mercy. I obtained. Now, there's another word. There's obtain. There is attain. When you attain something, you worked, you studied, you sweated, you labored, and now we say, okay, you attain this. But this one, you can never attain this one. You can try, you can run, you can climb, but you can obtain. You didn't understand. You can obtain. Stretch out your hand and obtain. That's all we do. That's all we do. We don't have to beat ourselves and cry our hearts out and roll on the ground. We obtain. Welcome. You obtain tonight in Jesus' name. I obtain mercy because I did it ignorantly in unbelief. Look at verse 15. In verse 15, it says, this is a faithful saying, worthy of all acceptation, that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, of whom I am chief. The chief, the highest, the most terrible, the most defiled of all men, almost in every generation, he obtained mercy and grace. Your own time has come. Amen. Titus chapter 2, reading from verse 11, it says, for the grace of God, the grace of God that bringeth salvation, the grace of God that bringeth salvation. You know, sometimes you want to go and visit a neighbor, a friend, and you say, I will not go empty-handed. And you think about, what are they going to need? What should they be asking for? And then you pick this and pick this and pick that. And when you appear, the children, they're ready dancing and rejoicing because they know every time he comes, he always brings a present to us. That's like the grace of God. When the grace of God comes and he appears, it bringeth something. It's bringing salvation to you tonight. See, it's bringing salvation to me tonight. Look at this now. For the grace of God that bringeth salvation has appeared to all men. All men from the village. All men from the city. All men illiterate, all men educated, all men high, all men low. That includes you. Because if I see zero and then I go on 100, between zero and 100, your age is somewhere inside there. And when it says all men, from the least to the highest, you are inside somewhere there. Amen. Grace for you today. Amen. Salvation for you today. Amen. And for forgiveness, freedom for you today in Jesus' name. Number two now. Number two, we're looking at the miraculous power in greater grace. There is grace. There's grace. We get saved. There's grace. We have forgiveness. There's grace. We have the joy. The joy of heaven inside us. Now we come to number two. And this number two is great grace. The marvelous power there. Look at Acts chapter 4. Reading from verse 30. Acts chapter 4 verse 30. By stretching forth thine hand to heal. To heal. The Lord is stretching forth his hand tonight. He'll heal you there. Deliver you there. Set you free there. Maybe you are coming for the first time. You came at the right time. Healing was prepared for you by the Lord before you came. And he's going to give you tonight in Jesus' name. By stretching forth thine hand to heal, and that signs and wonders may be done by the name of thy holy child Jesus. Signs and wonders. Signs and wonders. Signs and wonders. What's a sign? A signboard. You have that signboard there, and it writes what the signboard is all about. And then they put an arrow. The sign always leads you to where you have the solution. Are you looking for a pharmacy? Yes. Which one? The one that will kill this, and kill that. Look at that signboard there. That sign points to that place. And as you follow that sign, you get there. Tonight, you get there. Are you looking for healing? Yes. Look at that sign. That sign points to the healer. You have healing tonight. Are you looking for deliverance? Yes. Look at that sign. It points the direction to the great mighty deliverer. Signs and wonders in your life tonight in Jesus' name. Signs and wonders. All the other signs you might read in town, you don't wonder at them because they are natural. But you now come to this sign, the sign that is supernatural. And you know, the sickness does not go little by little by little. At the mention of the name of Jesus, fear is gone. You need to understand. Immediately, it's gone. And then you wonder. Signs, the supernatural, are things we wonder at. This swelling before is gone. It's gone. And you wonder. This blindness before, I thought little by little by little my eyes will open. No, this one is supernatural sign. And when your eyes open and you see everyone around, you wonder. The sign that makes you to wonder. Signs and wonders here tonight. And it is by the name of the holy child Jesus. Look at verse 33. In verse 33, it tells us, and with great power gave the apostles witness of the resurrection of the Lord. Look at this, of the Lord Jesus, and great grace, great grace, great grace. Don't leave me alone, say it with me. Great grace. Great grace was upon them all. Am I included? Are you included? Great grace. Great grace upon you all. Grace takes away our sin. Great grace comes with great power. It takes away all our sicknesses, all your sicknesses. Look at Acts chapter 5, and we're looking at verse 12. Acts chapter 5, reading from verse 12. Here it says, "And by the hands of the apostles were many signs and wonders wrought." Many signs and wonders wrought. Apostles. I used to think apostles are those special people. It's because it's written in English, in the original language. Anyone sent. When somebody is sent to go and give something, that one is an apostle. The apostle, that in the original language, is that you're giving something, go and give so and so. And now, I am given the gift of healing, but it's not for me. It says, I should go and give so and so, sitting down there in Warri Delta State. And so, I carry that healing, I carry that gift, not because I am having that healing myself. It was given that I should come and deliver it to you. You have brain problem, and I was given that power of deliverance. It's not for me, and I shouldn't say, God already has selected you. I have no chance. I have no liberty to change the choice. He has chosen you. And he says, it's to you I shall come and deliver the deliverance. That's the apostles. And when you are there and you wait, and I'm coming to you. I said, I'm coming to you. And not only I'm coming, I am getting to you. And I say, and this is not me, your Lord who loves you, who does not want you to suffer, he said, I shall deliver this to you. You say, praise the Lord. And if the Lord you praise, you don't praise me because I'm just the saint one. Tonight, I am sent to you. And heaven says, he has seen your cry. He has seen your pain. He has seen all that you went, all that you have been going through. And the Lord says, tonight is the night of your relief. The night of your freedom. The night of your healing. And then I send it forth to you. He sent his word and healed them. You are healed tonight. You are delivered tonight. Because it says, they were all with one accord in Solomon's porch. Look at verse 15. In verse 15, in so much that they brought forth the sick into the streets, you know, like in the open, we are here now, and in couches, and even though they were on their beds, sick bed, couches, that at the least the shadow of Peter passing by might overshadow some of them. Shadow. You understand? Peter did not have the time at this time now to talk to everybody. And so all those sick people, they were there, and he walked past them, and a shadow came on them, and a shadow delivered the healing. Amen. You are blessed. Amen. But now it's not shadow, now it's me. Can you see me here? Yes. And I'm pointing your direction. I identify you there tonight. You are healed. Look at verse 16. In verse 16, it says, there came also a multitude out of the cities round about unto Jerusalem, bringing sick folks, and were told them which were vexed with unclean tormenting spirit, and they were healed, everyone. Look at that person there on that right hand side of your ledge. Everyone, you are healed. Look at him in the middle there at the back. Everyone, you are healed. Look at mama, our mother there. That is breathing. My child, am I going to die? No, madam, you came here. You will not die. Everyone is getting to you. Is getting to you. Wheelchairs will be empty tonight. Crutches will be thrown away tonight. Blind eyes will open tonight. One appendicitis that is healed tonight. I said it is healed tonight. Because it says they were healed. How many people? The Lord is serving the meal of healing, deliverance everywhere. Nobody will remain hungry and having pain. Everyone. Believers, church people, you've been a believer for a long time. And then every time we have crusade, you even try, you bring other people, but you say, I'm a believer, and you are suffering. As God is healing the newcomers, He will heal the old timers. I hear somebody saying, I became born again. 1919, and then 40 years now I've been here, but I've been sick. I have cancer. You don't have cancer. I have ulcer. You don't have ulcer. When you say I have, it's like I have a child. I have a daughter. It's yours, and you hold on to that. No, you don't have cancer. Cancer missed its way when he came to your body, and you opened the door and accepted, and you say, I have blindness, I don't have blindness, I have deafness, I don't have deafness, because they were healed, everyone. For you tonight. The mighty name of Jesus with great grace will make everything vanish from you. I come to point number three now. Point number three, it's the manifold possibilities through growing grace. The grace available tonight will grow in your life. You know, if you have water in a glass and you have thirst, but the water is at the low level, if you drink it, you say, I'm not satisfied. Okay, we'll increase the water, greater volume. We increase it. You drink, I still need more. Okay, now we'll fill the cup for you. I said we'll fill the glass for you. Growing, and when that grace grows to that level, we'll say, drink now, you will drink to your satisfaction. In 1 Corinthians chapter 15, I'm reading here from verse 10. But by the grace of God, I am what I am. Why do you always miss your amen? I was a sinner, I got salvation by grace, by the grace of God. I am what I am. I am saved. But there was weakness. And then, by the grace of God, I am what I am. I'm not only saved, I am strong. And then, as you move on, Paul the apostle moved on. And there was, he said, we had the sentence of death. Fears within and fightings without. And grace came again. All the fighting, all the fears, everything cleared away. And he says, by the grace of God, I am what I am. I am free. You're free. And then he went on. He had an assignment, very great. And this assignment, his shoulders were not strong enough to bear the weight and the load of the assignment. And he went for grace again. Always come for grace. There's always grace in whatever challenge you have. And tonight, you'll be what you ought to be. And the Lord said, my grace is sufficient for you. And now he could run, he could jump, he could climb. New strength had come. By the grace of God, I am what I am. By the grace of God, I am well. Say, I am well. By the grace of God, I am sound. By the grace of God, I am hale and hearty. By the grace of God, I am happy. By the grace of God, all the chains in my life, all the chains are gone. By the grace of God, I am what I am. Everything you dreamt to be, everything you desire to be, everything you are looking for and you are dreaming. I want to be this, I want to be this, I want to be well, I want to be saved, I want to have joy, I want to have victory, I want to be triumphant. Praise the Lord, here we are today, growing grace. By the grace of God, you are what you are. Nobody is missing anything tonight. There's grace, there's great grace, there's growing grace. And everything you need at the throne of mercy, you come tonight and grace will solve the problem of guilt and condemnation. Great grace will solve the problem of sickness and infirmity. And growing grace will solve the problem of I could not attain, I could not obtain, I could not be this, I could not be that. Now, you are complete as a man. You are complete as a woman. Your body, your soul, your spirit will receive now all the blessings that Christ has provided on the cross of Calvary for you. Heads bowed, and eyes closed. Heads bowed and eyes closed. You want to enjoy this grace that brings salvation, that brings forgiveness, that brings the erasing, blotting out of all the sins you ever committed, that no sin is remembered against you anymore, no sin on your records anymore. Grace is available. That grace that brings salvation is now appearing to all. So you raise up your hand. I want peace of mind. I want forgiveness of my sin. I want salvation. I want total freedom. And the chains of sin, like bad habit that bound me, I want to be free. Wherever you are, God bless you there. God bless you there. You raise up your hand. You say, Lord, I'm here. Grace, make Christ to pay it all. My penalty taken away. My punishment taken away. The harassment of the devil because of my past life taken away. Raise up your hand. Raise up your hand. If you are raising up your hand, You stand up. Stand up, stand up for the grace of Christ that comes to you. This is your chance. This is your chance. You don't have to struggle anymore, punish yourself anymore. Grace brings forgiveness, brings freedom, brings peace of mind, cancels judgment against your life. God bless you there. Online, you want this grace that brings salvation? Deposit salvation in your heart. Those on the radio, those on the television, you want this grace to bring salvation, total salvation. Over there, indicate. The Lord bless you there. We're going to pray now. And once we pray to Jesus for your forgiveness, freedom, salvation, He will not say no to you. Say amen. He will forgive you. He will save your soul. Heaven is actually now opening the book of life. And they are writing, God is writing your name. God is writing your name. Ready? Ready? Father, in Jesus' name, we thank you for Christ, a Savior, a Redeemer, who paid the whole price for our salvation. We turn away from sin. We repent of all those evil things we used to do. And we come clear, clean, confessing before you. I pray, Lord, bring salvation, bring forgiveness, bring freedom to everyone now in Jesus' name. Amen. Wipe away all the remembrance of their sin. Bring freedom, peace, eternal life unto them. Confirm it, O Lord. Give them the joy of salvation, the freedom, the victory, the triumph in salvation. Do it for everyone now. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Join me and say thank you. Thank you, Lord. It is done. In Jesus' name we pray. Congratulations, you are saved. You are forgiven. New life, eternal life has now come to you. Keep on standing. Our counselors are there and they will attend to you. I call on a minister tonight to help us during this time before I come back to pray for your healing. Your healing is ready. Your healing is waiting. And you are going to be healed, set free, delivered tonight in Jesus' name. Amen. Counseling period now. Don't go back home because everyone will be healed tonight. Amen.
Life, that decision you are taking or you've taken is the best decision you will ever make in your life. We want all our counselors to spread themselves, identify the people. If they are able to write, let them write in capital letters. If they cannot write, please help them. Then you put the telephone number, 11 digits. Let there be vivid description of their address. If there is any bus stop or any, maybe school, shop, or market that is close to where they are living, that will make it easy for us to locate them. Let them put it down. We want our counselor to do this on time. Please, our people that have made the best decision of their lives tonight, if you are yet to see any of our counselors, kindly raise up your hand, invite them, because it's important. And all the places all over the globe, let's identify them. Let's give them the necessary sleep to feel. Those who can sleep, who can write, let them write. Those who cannot write, you assist them. Just their name, their address, telephone number, give the description of how to locate them. Let's do that on time. We have heard from our Father in the Lord that he's still coming back to pray. Whatever challenge may be there, is going to receive technical knockout tonight. So, he will soon come back. Those of you who have given your lives to Christ before now, begin to pray. If you have any challenge, look at it. Like Moses told the children of Israel, he said, the Egyptians you are seeing today, you will see them no more forever. That sickness, that challenge, that difficulty, when our Father and the Lord will come over again to pray, it is bye-bye to that problem. I can assure you, I have confidence in God and the power of God. There is going to be the manifestation and demonstration of the power of God here tonight. We want our counselors to be fast in doing it. Others be in the mood of prayers and be expectant. Expectation will bring about your realization tonight. Nobody will be left out. There's going to be jubilation here tonight. Let's deal with this first. Let's settle it. Our counselors, stay with them over there, because you're going to see the manifestation and demonstration of the power of God tonight. Stay very close to them. After identifying, after filling the forms, don't go away. Stay very close to where they are. And we are far from the preaching. If they are not here, those who are sick, the lame, the blind, and all those people, if they are not here, the prayer will be said, it will be in vacuum. So, you have to do something. You must do something. Tomorrow, because I'm believing God, here you are going to see the power of God. But others that are there, look for them, search for them, bring them here. Anywhere those people are brought to, we always see the demonstration of the work of God and the power of God. Here, tonight, God is ready to do something. But I'm encouraging you, we need more of them. Go to the various places, anywhere you can find them, compel them to come. Compel them to come. Let this place be finished tomorrow. Although what God is going to do tonight will be a catalyst. Let's do that on time, because our Father and the Lord will soon come over to pray the miracle prayer. There is a miracle with your name attached to it. God will locate you tonight. He has located you and is touching you with the power of miracle. want our supervisors to give us the signal. If you are ready, okay, you let us know. Indicate so that be able to invite our Father and the Lord to pray the miracle prayers. We want our counselors to be fast. If you are yet to be attended to, and you've given your life to the Lord Jesus Christ tonight, please raise up your hand so that you can be attended to. It's very, very important. That's the best and the greatest decision anybody can make. That individual will become a child of God. The name will be written and recorded in the book of life, and heaven will be sure for that individual. I congratulate you for making such decision. It's the decision of the wise. Please, our counselor should do that on time. Just the name, you are not preaching again. The name, the address, telephone number, description of how to locate such people. It will make it easy for us. I think you'll be given the mandate to put your name, then your telephone number. The counselor, put your name, put your telephone number. Very shortly, Father and the Lord will come over. I can see jubilation here tonight. I can see solution here tonight. I can see joy in your heart, in your life, in your soul, in your spirit tonight. Impossibilities becoming possible. Let's be quick about it. Very shortly, our Father in the Lord will be coming to take over and pray. I can see everything turning around for everyone's good tonight. For your own good in particular, you will share your testimony tonight. So we want the counselors to be close to the people. Please. Be close to the people, because you are going to see the manifestation and demonstration of the power of God tonight. I'm not saying you should come back to your seat. Go back to them. You are going to see God working tonight. Are we all right? Okay. We are going to rise up. Let's rise up as we expect a pastor to pray the miracle.
Amen. They were healed, everyone. Are you going to get your healing right now? It is unto you according to your faith. No shadow of doubt. Christ makes it available for you. And he sent me to deliver it to you. You will accept. You will receive. You'll give a testimony. You raise up your hand. Lift up that hand, right or left. And lay the other hand where you have the challenge. At the mention of the name of Jesus, your healing is guaranteed. Up the hand, then the other hand there, pain, tumor, swelling, everything vanishing right now. Father, in Jesus' name, We celebrate your love. We celebrate your compassion. We celebrate your mercy. And we pray in your love, compassion, and mercy, Lord, grant everyone the healing they need in Jesus' name. Brain tumor, get out in Jesus' name. Madness, get out in Jesus' name. Those demons that are tormenting your life, I command you, demon, evil spirit, tormenting spirit, come out in Jesus' name. I pray, Lord, for those who have impairment in their sight, dim sight, glaucoma, cataract, blindness, the bandage of the devil. I remove that bandage of the devil from your eyes in Jesus' name. You will open your eyes, you will see. Dumb tongues, be loose in Jesus' name. Deaf ears, open up in Jesus' name. Goiter, swelling in the neck, tumor, fibroid in the tummy, inside there, hernia, swelling there, and the elephantiasis, swelling like a balloon. Lord, I pray right now, touch them, take the swelling away, be free, be healed in Jesus' name. Ulcer, no more. Yes. Cancer, die out. Yes. And all the internal bleeding, I pray right now, be healed in Jesus' name. Yes. That person was experiencing the pain of cancer, and it says at this stage now, you will not die. Yes. Let life from heaven come inside you right now. Dry up the cancer. Be healed in Jesus' name. And all those people that somebody rained curses on you and sent chaff and sent this and that, and now you don't have rest internally. It's like you should remove your clothes and, you know, run about. I silence that evil thing. That curse, the anointing that breaks the yoke of that curse right now. In Jesus' name. Anyone that is having the pain of a sickle cell, let there be calmness in your body right now. Lord, make a change in the blood group of that person. Heal them in Jesus' name. Lord, I pray for those who are paralyzed, you are not paralyzed anymore. That wheelchair will be empty just now. Rise up and walk in Jesus' name. Those who are on crutches, I pray the Lord will take the crutches away from you. Arthritis, you are healed in Jesus' name. Joint pains, you are removed in Jesus' name. Broken bones, you are mended in Jesus' name. Hearing voices from here and there, one time tormenting your life, all those strange voices, I silence them now in Jesus' name. Healing for everyone. Deliverance for everyone. Miracle for everyone. To the right, you are healed. To the left, you are healed. Center, at the back, in the front, praise the Lord. You are healed in Jesus' name. Over the radio, over the television, online, everywhere now, and they were healed, everyone. Confirmation of healing, of deliverance, of miracle, of signs and wonders in every life right now. And the joy of the Lord be your strength. It is confirmed. In Jesus' name we pray.